Hey guys, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. Now, if you've been listening to these, you know that we're really taking some time to slow down, to pause, and to say, let's lean into the significance of the season. This is a really important season. If we're not careful, we'll miss it. We'll get busy. We'll get stressed out. We'll focus on stuff, and we'll forget what the actual significance is. Now, one of the things that I love about Sugar Hill Church is we say over and over and over again, welcome home. That's our way of saying that is that everybody's welcome here. It doesn't matter where you grew up, in church, out of church, if you consider yourself close to God or far away, you are welcome here. You belong here. Anybody is welcome here. And I think one of the roots of that idea of welcome home actually comes from the Christmas story. See, in Matthew chapter 2, we read about these guys that are called the Magi. Now, these are men that were trained in astrology. They spent time studying the sky. They knew the stars. They knew their significance. You can read about them in Matthew chapter 2. Now, we don't know a lot about them, but what we do know is that they lived in the east, probably near Persia. We don't know their exact identity. We don't know their exact origin, but what we do know is that they were not Jews. In other words, they were Gentiles. It's possible that they actually heard about the promised Savior when the Jews in the Old Testament were in a place called Babylon in captivity. So when they saw that star signifying the birth of Jesus, they left their home for Jerusalem. They embarked on a journey to find this newborn king and to worship him. Now, honestly, it would be easy to read Matthew 2 and just skip on past that, but I think there are two big ideas that stick out to me about this. One is this. That the Magi, these men, were Gentiles. They were not of Israel. They were not descendants of Abraham. And so what that means is the birth of the promised Messiah shouldn't really matter to them. The second thing that sticks out to me is that God's the one that actually told them about Jesus. He's the one that announced the birth of his son to the rest of the world. God put the star in the sky that would tell the news of his coming so that those Magi could see it. God used that star to lead them to his son so they could worship him as the rightful king. See, this scene whispers the incredible mercy of God, that God reveals his son and he extends his salvation to the nations. It's God's way of saying, welcome home. Men and women from every people, tribe, and tongue, welcome home. You can come and worship him. You can know this newborn king. And what I want to remind us of today is that just as God used that star in the sky to announce the birth of Jesus and to point people to him, I think God uses us and he places us in our neighborhoods. He places us in our workplaces. He places us on city councils and PTA meetings and in lecture halls. He places us in those places to do the same thing. So you don't actually have to travel to the other side of the world to impact the nations. In fact, one of the things I love about Gwinnett County is it seems like every day God's bringing more and more of the world to us. All around us, refugees, international students, people that are searching for greater opportunities and freedoms, the nations actually live next door to us. And I'm reminded of that driving through my neighborhood, the nations are here. And so honestly, being part of that welcome home mission of God may be as simple as reaching out to the people that he's already placed in your everyday life. And then it also may be you traveling on a mission trip with us this year, going to parts of the world and to tell the good news to those that have never heard it. The world is big and the gospel is not an American idea. The gospel's been proclaimed to us as well, that the mercy that God extended to the Gentiles means that mercy is extended to us. The story of the Magi stirs our hearts to look beyond our comforts, beyond our circumstances, beyond our routines, and to remember that it is our joyful duty and our privilege to bring the gospel to all the nations. Man, this season, we want to be part of that. We want to be part of what God is doing as he continues to draw men, women, and children from all nations to come and worship his son, to say to them, welcome home. You are welcome here. There's hope for you. And so today, as we wrap up this podcast, I want to just ask you the question, are there some folks that you could be praying for today? Are there some folks that need to hear that good news of Jesus? And just as God didn't just tell that good news to those that were children of Abraham, he told it to the whole world, I believe he wants us to do that today. And so now as we enter into a brief moment of prayer, I want to invite you to pray for a couple of specific things. One is to pray for missionaries that are around the world today. just begin to say, God, would you bless those missionaries? God, would you use those missionaries in this season where they're around the world? Would you help them to know your nearness? And then as you pray for them, would you also pray for specific parts of the world where we have ongoing partnerships? We're partnering with Haiti. Many of you have sponsored children in the Dominican Republic. Many of you have been part of helping rescue families in Kenya in our partner church, Nailinda Baptist Church. Would you take a moment and to pray for each of those areas? And maybe you know missionaries elsewhere. I've got friends in Denmark and in Israel and in Wales and Kenya. Would you just pray for people that you may know that are telling the good news of Jesus? And then as you close praying today, would you consider praying and asking God, God, would you help me to be a light to the people around me? Maybe it's in your neighborhood. Maybe it's at work. Wherever it may be today, would you ask God, God, would you give me the opportunity? And God, would you give me the courage to be your light in the middle of this world? Well, I want to thank you again for being part of the weekday podcast. Join us back here tomorrow for Friday's edition. And this Sunday is going to be great. This Sunday we have next membership breakfast. We've got a couple of spots still open. And so if you want to be part of Sugar Hill Church and learn more about who we are and what we believe, hop on the app today and click the register button and sign up for this Sunday's breakfast. It will be a blast. Then also check out our website, ChristmasInSugarHill.com. ChristmasInSugarHill.com. You'll find our gathering times for Christmas Eve, and you'll find other helpful resources that I think will help dial in the significance of the season. Well, I hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.